Welcome to Roll Law America, for the law you can use and the law to amuse. We've got some great information for you today, and it's coming up in much less than a minute, but first a mandatory disclaimer. This podcast is for general information only, and is not specific legal advice for your situation. For that, you need an experienced attorney in your jurisdiction. Your listening to this podcast is your agreement and acknowledgement that no attorney-client relationship is established thereby. For 40 years in New York, I've been representing regular guys, business guys, and top-level wise guys, so this ain't my first rodeo. So saddle up and come along for today's ride. Greetings and welcome to episode 54 of Raw Law, Bridge Work, where we talk about bridge loans. A bridge loan is a short-term loan. It's often used in real estate deals where a buyer needs funds from a prior sale, but that prior sale hasn't happened yet. Now, it's my advice, and it always was my advice to my clients, don't do a deal where the buyer has to sell his property first to buy yours, unless there's a dollar amount he has to pay as damages if he can't complete the deal. So if you find yourself as a buyer caught short when it comes to cash to do a deal while you're waiting to sell your property, the bridge loan may come in handy. Usually you won't be able to get more than 80% of the combined equity of your present property and the one you're looking to buy. Remember, that's maximum, and we're talking the value of the equity in your properties. So if your prior property is all mortgaged up, that provides no value to go into the calculation for the bridge loan. Now remember, these loans are short term, usually for 1 year. Sometimes they are interest only with a balloon payment at the end of the year. In other words, the whole nine yards of principal becomes due at the end of the year. Now lenders are in the business to make money off the money they lend. Surprise, surprise. And because bridge loans might be a tad riskier than normal mortgages, you're going to find them more expensive as far as interest and points when compared to your friendly neighborhood 30-year self-advertising mortgage. After all, with normal loans, the lender often sells the loan but retains the right to service it, in other words, to collect your money, for a fee, of course. Short-term isn't good for that, obviously, especially when it comes to being able to get servicing fees for a 30-year conventional loan. Also, you're going to want to have good credit when you have a bridge loan that you're applying for. You also want to get realistic when it comes to the price of the home you're trying to unload, lest you get caught paying multiple mortgages along with the bridge loan at the same time. Also, if you're a little short of making a down payment on a new house of 20%, the bridge loan can help you piggyback on top of your deposit, so you can avoid having to pay private mortgage insurance on your loan when your down payment is less than 20%. As you buyers know, at the time of this podcast airing, there is not much inventory out there, and a seller can pick and choose his deal. If you want to compete in this limited market, you are not going to look very pretty trying to make an offer contingent on the sale of your existing home. And a bridge loan, if you can qualify and handle it, may be the way to make a non-contingent offer on a property so you can piss in the tall weeds with the big dogs when it comes to putting an offer in on real estate you want to own. Speaking of financing that is long-term and at good rates, listen to the following message if you own a business or a real estate investment concern and are looking from some green to get to greener pastures. Looking for an SBA loan, a real estate loan for construction or investment acquisition, a refinancing, or while eligibility still exists, a PPP loan, then send a blank email to rawlawinfo@gmail.com. That's rawlawinfo, rawlawinfo@gmail.com, to get access to an application. Low doc and subprime loans available. That's rawlawinfo@gmail.com. Okay, ciao for now. And don't forget to subscribe to Raw Law. It's free. And the law you can use that you learn here might be priceless. Two new shows every week, Monday and Thursday afternoons, Eastern Standard Time. To catch up on the shows you might have missed, go to rawlawamerica.com. That's rawlawamerica.com. Talk soon.